Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. We've got trouble brewing in the Trump campaign. He's going to come under increasing pressure to clarify where he is on the LGBTQ issue. And of course, I've been keeping both eyes on the election fraud issue and the Paxton impeachment debacle. It's all about protecting the deep state's control of our elections, friends. That's the ultimate driver, by the way, of Trump derangement. I think the largest issue at stake for the deep state is that Trump beat their election control machine in 2016, so they had to expose their hand in 2020. Nothing is more terrifying to the globalists than the inability to control United States elections. Illustrating where justice is in America, Jesus Ayala is the teen who intentionally ran down and killed a police officer, and demon-crap policies supported by demon-possessed media has this idiot thinking he can kill a police officer, according to him, for fun, and then be released from custody in 30 days. That's his expectation. The mask and ivermectin wars continue. Why? CDC has admitted public enforcement of mask mandates made no difference in preventing transmission or contagion. And CDC has included ivermectin as remedy for COVID, while the FDA has admitted it is safe. I mean, if the universally respected and totally public trusted FDA admits they never prohibited doctors from prescribing it, well, what's the problem, right? Well, the problem is simple. Ivermectin works, and that interferes with their plans. FDA trusted? Yeah, that's about, trusted about as much as we trust the FBI these days. Still ambivalent about the Ukraine thingy? Well, okay, here you go. Zelensky recently recruited Marina Abramovich to be Ukraine ambassador to help rebuild the schools. Let's let a witch lead the education of our children, shall we? What a good idea. Okay, my friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Well, we've got trouble brewing in the Trump campaign. Megyn Kelly pinned him down on the LGBTQ issue when she asked him to explain his support for Bruce Caitlyn Jenner, you know, the male gold medal Olympian swimmer that turned queer and now identifies as a woman. Trump failed to stick his landing on that one, I think. And probably needs to work on establishing a firm and clarifying response to this very good question. Where are you on men participating in female competition if you're okay with Brucey Man calling himself Caitlyn and then competing in a beauty pageant? By the way, Trump murmured something about, well, Bruce was a friend and it was a while back and things, you know, stuff like that, which I understand what he's saying, but and he did finally stumble on the right side of the issue, but it's kind of a wobbly landing. Didn't stick it. But in a strange turn of events, his lesbian niece, Mary Trump, might come to the rescue. I mean, not intentionally, but her reveal and her late book that tells all, you know, one of those, regarding the Trump family's position on the queer question, it would probably give some comfort to, I think, most Christians, all Christian conservatives, at least those that can get past Grandma Trump's rather explicit language in the expression of her attitude toward homosexual Elton John. It's clear from Mary's run at a piece of attention at the expense of her own famous family in her tell-all book, the Trump family was less than welcoming of the LGBT community, to say the least. Maybe the heavy-handed attitude of his mother and perhaps the rest of his family regarding this issue bothered Donald. I don't know. Or maybe it's all a political calculation. That could be. I'll see a lot of that in Trump, but I don't know. But like his position on abortion is kind of strange. You know, he was pro-choice all his public career until someone he knew lost a baby. And I think it was by miscarriage. I think that was it. And that's when it occurred to him that this baby that's in the womb is, well, somebody's child, something like that. Anyway, perhaps now that he sees the gross perversity being forced on our children along with the whole transgender thingy, he will understand and appreciate his mother's perspective better. But I can tell you for sure, he's likely going to come under increasing pressure to clarify where he is on that issue, and that pressure is going to come from both sides. It'll probably end up hurting the feelings of a few friends and at least one family member. I think he'll be on our side with it. The truth is catching up, friend. Dr. Paul R. McHugh is a former Johns Hopkins chief of psychiatry and distinguished service professor, presently a distinguished service professor of psychiatry at the university. He classifies transgender as a medical disorder. He said going along with this nonsense is, quote, collaborating with madness, quote unquote. He comes at this from firsthand knowledge, writing in his book, The Mind Has Mountains, Reflections on Society and Psychiatry. He says he has witnessed a great deal of damage from sex reassignment. Friend, the consequences of constantly bashing our police force and just, you know, breaking down the whole scheme of law and order in our society and culture, you know, with these letting criminals off with light sentences, allowing theft of $900 of property before you do all this nonsense, are giving no sentence at all for their crimes, and then driving down hard on someone that, well, you know, let's just tell it like it is, offends a liberal. Yeah. All of this is tragically illustrated by this recent event, Jesus Ayala. And that's the underage teen who intentionally ran down and killed a police officer with a car and without apology or any show of remorse declared to the investigator he expects to be released within 30 days. Yeah, no doubt in my mind, it was demon-crat policies supported by a demon-possessed media that encouraged, you know, it's all about lies, and Satan's the father of lies, you get it, put it together. According to him, he mowed down this police officer and killed him for fun and expects to be released from custody in 30 days. Well, why not? That's what he's been seeing going on around him, probably a Biden voter. What do you think? What's that? He's too young to vote, underage, yeah, right. That's rich. So that means he didn't, right? He's too young, so he didn't. Maybe you also believe gun laws stop bad guys from killing people with guns. Hey, not even that idiot of a governor in New Mexico is that dumb. Dumb enough to fall for that one after she declared an emergency gun violence epidemic and suspended the Second Amendment. She was asked if she actually believed her gun ban would stop criminals from using guns in crime. She said, no. She admitted she knew it wouldn't stop criminals or wouldn't curb this gun violence plague. But her argument is this. Are you ready for it? That's just a classic look at liberal think. Well, at least I'm doing something. Doing something. Yeah, you're doing something all right. You're making every law-abiding, productive citizen in your state vulnerable, less safe to murderers, thieves, and other predators. It's always the same with these liberals. Whatever they do to fix a problem backfires and either exacerbates the problem they're trying to fix or creates one or a whole host of new ones or both, all of it. Not one state or city that has been run for any term at all by demoncrats is today safe or productive. For heaven's sake, you need a map to avoid the feces spread all over the streets and sidewalks of what was at one time among the most charming and beautiful cities in America and one of the gems of the world. L.A.'s the same way. Gone. Chicago, New York, all of them. Trashed by trashy politics and politicians. Name the most corrupt cities in America. Every one of them run by a demoncrat. Why are we still fussing about mask mandates and ivermectin? Come on. Or the vaccines for that matter. Everybody knows they didn't work. They've all admitted it. CDC has admitted public enforcement of mask mandates made no difference in preventing transmission or contagion. It's illegal for the government to force us into any medical intervention or to use the public for medical experiments. It's contrary to our Constitution, the Nuremberg Protocols, the conscience of mankind, if you got anything left of it, or our inalienable divinely granted rights to force us into any medical intervention without informed consent. And consent that is coerced might signal a willingness to be subjects enslaved to the ruling class. But not me, friend. That comes from the behavior of bullies and tyrants. And ivermectin is safe. the FDA lately accused before court for overstepping its authority prohibiting doctors from prescribing ivermectin, being chastised and told the FDA is not a doctor. Anyway, they testified, we never prohibited doctors from prescribing ivermectin as a treatment for COVID. Right. They just went on a full court press propaganda campaign to convince the public and a behind-the-scenes arm-twisting campaign to manipulate and coerce what few pharmacies were resistant to their lies, and only a few, and then pushing for companies to use their status as private citizen to do what the government is constitutionally barred from doing. You see, a business owner can refuse to provide service to anyone, ostensibly anyway, for any reason. But of course, that's been gone for a while now. Anyway, a privately owned or even a publicly owned corporation can presumably act as an individual and refuse to serve someone who refuses to comply with their mask mandate. And of course, you can refuse to give them your business too, but friends, sometimes that's just way beyond mere inconvenience. So the government manipulates the businesses to enforce these otherwise illegal mandates. Do you understand what's going on here? You need to make it clear to every local business that you are not in favor of turning this country into a fascist state where the government controls all the businesses and or enforces its public agenda through controlling our access to the marketplace. You know what spirit that is, right? Antichrist, the whole 666 thing, man. I mean, it's about controlling who can buy or sell, right? The spirit of Antichrist is prophesied to require one day everyone to worship the state. That's what it's about, worship the beast. And to show their allegiance, they must wear his mark on their forehead or right hand, or they can't buy or sell. What these guys want today is for us to worship the state as our supreme sovereign, to put God under the state and to prove our subservience, to prove and to be marked as among the slaves. We have to wear their mask and take their shot. So they control whether or not we can buy or sell by whether or not we wear a mask and accept their contaminated vaccine. Now, loaded with 200 billion, I'm reading, pieces of plasmid DNA in every dose, with graphene oxide to boot, that is interactive with 5G signals. Good heaven, what are these people doing? Look, I'm just saying, you don't know what's in those vaccines. You believe them? It's okay. Here, take the shot. And you believe it. Look, they've gone out of their way to hide from you what's in those vaccines. Remember those full disclosure inserts that you are accustomed to getting and then ignoring with your medication? These pages and pages of fine print, right? Look at one from Pfizer. Blank. Hey, question the new vaccine, right? Is it FDA approved? Are they continuing the same little game they played last time with this, with a new and extended emergency thing? When are you gonna wake up? I gotta take a break right here. Enjoy a little Bob Dylan. When are you gonna wake up? I'll be right back. God don't make promises that he don't keep. You got some big dreams, baby, but in order to dream, you gotta still be asleep. When you gonna wake up? When you gonna wake up? Strengthen the things that remain.
Let my people breathe. Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and Scripture is available everywhere books are sold. Right now, you can get a 20% discount by going to booklocker.com. Some of you are very familiar with my bookstore, so you can get to booklocker.com from there. Go to books at dbp.com. Click on the book cover you see featured on the homepage, and when you click on the link to buy the book, you'll be directed to Booklocker, where you can get your 20% discount. Prepare for the next Biden mask mandates. Before you consent, at least be informed. To all Lights On business owners, and there are literally hundreds of you out there, for the sake of your employees and customers, get informed about masks before you go along with the Nazis trying to co-op your business into participating in government overreach. The book is Let My People Breathe, Unmasking the Mask Controversy, with Science and Scripture by medical professional Sarah Green and theologian and pastor Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, your beloved brain masseur. The science of a brain massage. The brain masseur uses words like fingers to massage your gray matter, forming insights in the mind that stimulate the pituitary to signal the adrenal to release noneparephrine neurotransmitters and to fire these neurons through the sympathetic nervous system affecting the heart. The skilled brain masseur uses incisive logic to arrest our attention and nuanced razor-sharp rhetoric to cut away the tangled knots in our brains. When these knots are removed, the electrical impulse of stimulating insights fire the neurotransmitters so they can leap the synapse gaps. This generates a sparkling effect in the brain that can cause the countenance of a brain massage listener to glow. Additionally, sudden outbursts of energy caused by the release of glucose throughout the body increases the heart rate, while the pituitary gland in the brain releases all five types of dopamine at once. And this creates that sense of euphoria experienced by many brain massage listeners. And that's the science of a brain massage. Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, signaling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. What's going on? Pfizer wanted to hide the results of their secret preliminary studies for 75 years. Why? Well, they failed, and they had to release it, so now they're slow walking the release, but it's trickled out there, and it's the only way we've been able to get some insight into what's going on here and what they're doing with these shots. And what we're seeing is not good, friend. These shots are known to cause all sorts of problems, chief among them blood clots and myocarditis. Inflammation of the heart, by the way. So why are we still going back and forth over ivermectin? It's safe. Everyone knows that. It has been and is used all over the world. It's distributed over the counter in most parts of the world. Well, Sarah tells me your local pharmacist can hand it to you over the counter in Tennessee. And it's effective. Certainly it has a much better track record than their mRNA gene-manipulating vaccine. Yeah, it does mess with your genes. Read here. In my notes, by the way, for those who perhaps are new to the show, you can go to brainmassage.net. You can listen to the show right there, and you can read my notes along while you're listening, or have them, download them, print them, keep them for documentation. Talk about unsafe. You've heard of SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. Well, now you're getting a new one. You're hearing about SADS, sudden adult death syndrome. It's become a syndrome, man. Read here. And it would be bad enough if we were talking about elderly people suddenly dropping dead. But we're talking about young men, mostly, and athletically active women, too, strong, healthy, in the prime of their lives, physically, that are dropping dead all over the country and around the world from heart problems that we know are caused by these vaccines. And then in the autopsies, good heavens, we're finding these grotesque blood clots. What's this going? Oh, mercy. Okay, look. Are you still ambivalent about the Ukraine thingy? You think Zelensky's a hero for the people? Really? Okay. Well, here you go. Zelensky recently recruited Marina Abramovich to be Ukraine's ambassador to help rebuild the schools. They're after the children, friends. You don't know the spirit-cooking Satanist Abramovich? So I'll tell you a little bit about her. Here you go, for starters. For one of her events, you had to squeeze between two live nude models, standing close together. I'm talking about squeezing between them in order to enter the show. Now, that's real good. She performed what they called a retrospective of her career, and you'll have to read this. I can't go through it. It's too much. I mean, all kinds of satanic symbolism and really gross and grotesque stuff. Here's an article titled Marina Abramovich, Satanic High Priestess. Yeah, you'll enjoy that one. It's all in my notes here, by the way. She does the spirit cooking thing. You ever heard about spirit cooking? Well, here are some of her recipes. I'm quoting here. Mix fresh breast milk with fresh sperm milk. Use a knife to cut deeply into the middle finger of your left hand and, you know, eat the pain. Use fresh morning urine to sprinkle over a nightmare dream. And you can read all about that here. And there's a whole lot more in here that I'm not going to go into. It's very disturbing. And probably the most damning thing of all is she is totally connected with Witch Hillary. No kidding. And enjoy a little spirit cooked meal there with Podesta. Remember him? So that sounds like a great choice for rebuilding your schools in Ukraine or anywhere. We used to call that stuff kinky. But Zelensky, he likes kinky. Yeah. Before his stint as a Ukrainian president or whatever he is, he dressed in drag, probably still does, plays the piano with his Mickey, his Johnson, his thing, his wanger. Yeah, I didn't know that prong, putz, tonk, plonker, and all that were colloquialisms for, or euphemisms for this. But whatever, the guy's perverted is the point. He was recruited for what he is doing because he's a pervert. That's what qualified him for the job. So you like Zelensky and you are all in for sending multiple billions of dollars to Ukraine and just let the people in Maui swim. Huh, Biden? Let's just let them do a little breaststroking, trying to get away from the fire. Let's just forget about them. Now I've got to close, but what is this really all about? Tyranny of the elite over all the rest of us that will be their slaves. That's what they're doing. It's all about casting off the bands and cords of Christ. Psalm 2, why do the heathen rage? The people imagine a vain thing. The kings of the earth set themselves. The rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. That's Christ. Translates Messiah. Saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. That's what this is. That's what's going on here. Satan was prince of the world, but he was banished into the outer regions. But as prince of the power of the air, he's got some help down here in what the Bible calls the children of disobedience. Read Ephesians 2, 1 and 2. Well, Jesus gave to the church the keys. He booted that guy out and he gave, took all the kingdoms from him and turned the keys of the kingdom over to his church, which gives us access to his authority and power to act on his behalf in his kingdom rule over the earth. Read the parables, every one of the kingdom parables. Not one of them describes something God's busy with in heaven. Every single one of the kingdom parables is about what God's doing here on earth. It's about what's going on here, friend. And Satan, through the children of disobedience, has reinserted his influence in the earth. But we have the authority and the access to the power we need to make him flee. And Lighthouse will show you how. So anyway, the heathen, the children of disobedience, are raging against the bands and cords of Christ. Casting these bands and cords off invariably will lead to tyranny. You see, Christ and his truth makes us free. Lies and fear make you a slave. Right? Let me recast that a little bit. Faith in the truth will make you free. Cowering and being afraid in lies will make you a slave. Satan seduces men to embrace tyranny by corrupting their soul, perverting their perspective of reality so that they begin to crave a kind of control. They want a controlled environment. The child of Satan lusts for bondage. He's afraid. He increasingly feels insecure with freedom and becomes afraid of it and even threatened by it. You're going to begin hearing expressions like freedom of speech is a weapon, that freedom's bad, you know, like guns. That must be banned? We'll have to ban this freedom of speech thing. Total state surveillance is necessary to provide protection. And only those with something to hide would object because it's for the general welfare. It's for the common good. Freedom will become a bad word among these people, a term of insurrection, a shibboleth to identify the haters of men, they'll say. Independence will be criticized as selfishness. The child of disobedience reduces life to a single moment of pleasure. Liberal ideologies make you like a drug addict whose existence is defined in the ecstasy of of the high, you know. And when faced with the responsibilities of living in the real world, the way it is really constructed by the creator, you know, the drug addict craves the escape, the safe place, the place of their bondage, their drug. Just swap out the chemical drug for, I don't know, living in a cage, like a caged animal, with everything essential to your living handed to you by the zookeeper. You will own nothing. And you will be happy. Satan wants to corral the kingdom of man in his cages of illusion. The illusion is that the bands and cords of Christ are confining, restrictive, and controlling, but they're not. They protect you from tyranny. Yet, look at every place where these bands and cords are broken. You see misery and tyranny. Come, learn more about all of this at the Lighthouse. I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. That's the brainmassage.net. And send me an email. You can call me or leave a message for me on our listener response hotline, 805-314-2114. If you want me to call you back, let me know and I'll gladly do it. Love to interact with my audience. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. God save America. And I'll see you in church.
Everyone agrees the word powers in Romans 13 refers to governments. Did you know that the same apostle who told us to submit to the powers in Romans 13 told us to wrestle against powers in Ephesians 6? Check it out. It's the same word, folks. There is a time to obey and a time to resist. In Let My People Breathe, Dr. Jerry Scheidbach explains why we must resist mask and vaccine mandates. Biden's mandates are an overreach of his authority, and we have an obligation to wrestle against these illegal and immoral mandates. This little book of only 140 pages is huge in content, addressing concerns related to masks, of course, but the implications go way beyond the mask debate and touch fundamentally on the limited role of government in our lives and on our responsibilities to it. Let My People Breathe. Unmasking the mask controversy with science and scripture might be the biggest little book you've ever read. Let My People Breathe. Unmasking the mask controversy with science and scripture is available everywhere books are sold. Right now, you can get a 20% discount by going to booklocker.com. Some of you are very familiar with my bookstore, so you can get to booklocker.com from there. Go to books at dbp.com. Click on the book cover you see featured on the homepage, and when you click on the link to buy the book, you'll be directed to Booklocker, where you can get your 20% discount. Medical professional Sarah Green, certified physician assistant, and Dr. Scheidbach teamed up to produce Let My People Breathe, Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and Scripture. Sarah verifies the science, and Dr. Scheidbach is a theologian with a reputation for excellent scripture insight and exegesis. The book answers two questions. First, do the masks work? And second, does government have biblical or legal authority to mandate that we wear them? Find out from science and scripture why the answer to both questions is no. Let My People Breathe, Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and Scripture, answers two questions. Do they work? Answer, no. The second question, answered by this important book, is what does the Scripture say about mask mandates? You'll get amazing clarity on questions like, what are the limits of human government? And how do we know when to stand our ground against government intrusion into our natural rights? Learn the biblical basis for resisting government intrusion into our medical choices, why our body does not belong to the government, and that God appointed to the individual responsibility for its care. That giving this to the government is literally to put government in the place of God. Don't replace the divine right of kings with the divine right of government. Get this book and get the truth that will make you free.